Good morning and welcome to PSA Today. On today's show, I've got the director for the new show happening at Theater Works of Northern Nevada. I've got Dave Zyber. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jessica.
So tell me about Theater Works. Let's start broad and then we'll get very specific.
All right. Theater Works has been around. They're celebrating their 10th season. Theater Works focus is introducing people who may not have the opportunity to do theater to the theater community.
Okay, so they've got all kinds of programs. They're not just putting on main stage shows.
Correct. They're doing a lot of children's programming. They have been doing that for 10 years, and that's pretty much where they started. They also work with a lot of the outreach groups. A couple of the directors work with the homeless, and they actually put on small shows for Volunteers of America. And they have weekly acting classes for kids and teens. And they make it available pretty much regardless of ability to pay.
Nice. And what is your involvement with Theater Works?
I have known a lot of the people in the group for, 8-9 years now. And occasionally they ask me to direct, which is what I'm doing this time.
Okay, so you've got a show coming out. Let's talk about it.
Okay. We're doing To Kill a Mockingbird, which is the play version of that beautiful story by Harper Lee, who just passed. She actually passed away during our rehearsal period, which made it a little more poignant for all of us. But the story is classic and it's beautiful, and it is about intolerance and it is about tolerance. And with recent political activities, it makes it all the more significant because the story is actually timeless. It takes place in 1935 in Macomb, Alabama, but it could just as easily translate to modern day.
What made Theater Works pick this for their 2016 season?
They were looking for something multi-generational. They were looking for something classic, which you can't get much more classic than that. And they were looking for something that would have some relevance to modern day.
Absolutely. What made you say yes to the project?
I was in a very interesting position. For whatever reason, in high school and in elementary school, they never asked me to read it, so I never did. Never saw the movie for one reason or another, never saw the play, and I was intrigued to approach something truly classic with no preconceptions. And so I started by getting the novel, and I read Harper Lee's novel, and then I read the play, and I said, this is just awesome. And I had a great feeling about it.
So tell me about your cast. Who are you working with?
Well, I have a terrific cast. Atticus Finch is being played by a UNR professor by the name of Bob Ives. My scout, who is, our central character, is being played by a terrific young actress named Ruby Cole. And Jem is Zachary Golden, and Dill is Asher Hansen. And these three young actors have been kind of they've done a lot of work with Theater Works on some of their children's productions. But for the three of them, this is the first time they've had, I think, the opportunity to work in what you might call the adult setting or in a main stage adult show. But it really showcases their talents. I have another teen in the cast named Camille Frank, who is playing Mayella Yule. And she's an absolute powerhouse as well. I'm getting fabulous performances out of the kids. And I also took the opportunity to try something that I had been thinking about for years in terms of doing theater. I wanted to find the right piece to do it, and I think I found it in To Kill a Mockingbird. I have actually cast about 15 non-speaking roles who are townspeople. And I need people in the trial. Of course, there's a very famous trial scene in To Kill a Mockingbird, but what I wanted to do was create an atmosphere for the theater and for the audience. So To Kill a Mockingbird takes place outside the Finch home, like on the street of Macomb, Alabama. So there will actually be people who are walking down the street. We have a Sunday school teacher taking the kids to class. All of this is just kind of happening and creating an environment around the audience. A mother will be taking her child to the store, and they'll walk up the aisle and few minutes later, they may wander back with some groceries. And I've created this whole world that I hope everybody appreciates. It's something that I really wanted to, I'd been thinking about for a long time and trying to find a good show to use it in.
I love that. That's quite the experience.
So as a result, I have a cast of 28.
For To Kill a Mockingbird.
And the youngest is, I think, 5 or 4.
How exciting.
And the oldest probably wouldn't appreciate me telling you how old she is.
I don't know. Sometimes theater people don't care.
That's true. But it best left alone. Religion, politics, and people's ages, you know.
So when does the show open, and where and how can we get tickets?
Okay. Well, it opens March the 25th, which is a Friday night. And then it plays Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th. The 27th is a matinee performance, and it's at 2. So we have Friday, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, and that will also repeat April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 7, 7, and 2. Curtain, and if you want tickets, you can go to www.twnn.org, which is Theater Works of Northern Nevada, TWNN. And you can get tickets there.
And is this happening at Laxalt?
Laxalt Auditorium, which is at the on 2nd Street. Across the street from the Greyhound bus station. A lot of people don't realize there is a full 200-seat proscenium theater in there.
Yeah.
And has been for years. It was originally, that building was the Reno Gazette building, and the space that the theater occupies used to be the press room. So it's this enormous room with no pillars or anything, and it's a full proscenium stage with over 200 seats in it. So
yeah.
Great place.
It's a great auditorium. It's just a little hard to find. It is right downtown on 2nd Street. You just have to realize it's behind the UNR building.
Yeah.
So
you kind of have to, we put out signs and there's people directing traffic and stuff, but you'll find it.
So just a 2-week run.
2-week run. I wish it could be more.
Sense of urgency there. So if you want to go see To Kill a Mockingbird by Theater Works of Northern Nevada, you got to get your tickets in advance. You can buy at the door, but play it safe. Get them in advance.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it. Anytime we get the pre-sales, it makes us feel a lot better.
Do you know anything coming up in the next part of the season?
Yes. The next show that they're doing is, I know the name of it. It's called Walk Two Moons, which is apparently, as I understand it, a work of children's literature or teen literature. I'm not sure which, and I don't want to offend anybody. But, it's called Walk Two Moons. It's being directed by Cecil Averett. And auditions are Monday the 28th at Laxalt Auditorium. If anyone is interested, they need people. Again, it's a multi-generational thing. We need people from literally 10 years old up to 85.
Okay, so there's no preseason auditions at Theater Works. They're doing auditions per show.
Correct. Okay. They don't do preseason auditions. They go show to show.
And they don't care what your background is. They just want to see you walk in the doors and throw down an audition.
Absolutely. We like to give as much opportunity as we possibly can to everybody.
Amazing. And for someone listening right now that wants to be more involved in the community, wants to get involved with theater, but doesn't want to be on the stage, what opportunities do they have with Theater Works?
There are all kinds of things to do. Backstage help is always needed, usually. Moving props and painting flats and all of those theatery things.
Theater chores.
Theater chores and theatery things. If you don't want to make that big a commitment, usually Theater Works would be happy to have you come and be an usher for an evening, or work the box office, or sell goodies, or things of that nature. The fun part is getting involved. And if you have kids, please bring them with you.
Yeah. Especially kids getting involved in theater young. I'm a major theater person, but I did not do it when I was young, and I can't imagine. I did, you know, school theater, but I didn't do community theater, and I think the sense of community that creates for a young person and the sense of service and the way it empowers people to be an artist at such a young age, I think it's such a unique opportunity. And you can share it with your kids, too. You don't just have to drop them off. You know, you could be a part of that experience together.
Yes, I have a lot of the parents take an active role in what's happening. They will help out around the theater. I do know that there are a lot of groups have that do children's theater have what they call drama mamas, who are the mamas of the kids, mothers of the kids, and they help out. I'm reminded Kimberly Gibbons over at Wooster High School has an organization of what she calls her drama mamas, and they sew costumes and they do all kinds of cool stuff. And Theater Works does the same. And as I get older, no secret, I'm turning 60 this year. As I get older, I feel more and more inclined to want to give back and train a new generation because it can't all be digitally driven.
Right.
Live theater has its place, and for some, it has been a salvation.
Yeah.
Some people find real solace and peace in live performing.
Yeah, that's absolutely the church I subscribe to, is the Church of Live Theater.
Yeah.
All right, so To Kill a Mockingbird opens this weekend.
This weekend.
At Laxalt Auditorium. You can get more information, twnn.org. You can find them on Facebook. Dave, anything else you want to add?
I really admire the beautiful ostrich costume you're wearing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's blue and silver. Ian, my radio husband, actually bedazzled it for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I wear it every Sunday morning.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is beautiful.
I really appreciate you saying something. No one ever knows I wear this thing. So, all right, thank you so much for listening. And don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with the guys from Reno Sculpture Festival after this.